Support for KPLU comes from SF Jazz, presenters of the San Francisco Fall Festival and Spring Season. A full schedule of events, including the opening of the new SF Jazz Center and a list of artists, is at sfjazz.org.
Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. On today's show, we'll present the first in a series of concerts from the oldest annual jazz festival in Washington, Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend, which began 35 years ago. The festival's preceded by a week-long jazz workshop at Fort Worden, in which students and professionals can study with a world-class faculty of touring and recording career musicians. The three-day public jazz festival begins Thursday with a soft opening in two downtown clubs and then explodes with three major concerts on Friday and Saturday evenings plus a Saturday matinee. In each of these concerts in the 1,200-seat McCurdy Pavilion at Fort Worden, there are several different groups playing, and they're followed by more jazz in the clubs after the evening concerts. This year there were seven different venues to hear live jazz in intimate settings in downtown Port Townsend. The first concert we'll hear this year is from opening night in McCurdy Pavilion. Artistic director John Clayton chose three pairs of musicians on like instruments to perform short sets with or without a rhythm section. We'll hear trombonist Jigs Wiggum and Wycliffe Gordon, guitarist Bruce Foreman and Graham Dechter, and drummers Jeff Hamilton and Matt Wilson from this concert of Dynamic Duos. First up, two world-class trombonists present a salute to J.J. and K., J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding. Jigs Wiggum is on your left, Wycliffe Gordon on your right, and they're backed by Tamir Hendelman at the piano, Chuck Dierdorf bass, and Rodney Green at the drums at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend.
Thank you. Thank you. This is our tribute to two of the great trombone players of the 20th century, the great Kai Winding and J.J. Johnson. And the first tune we played was actually recorded by the two of them back in the 50s. It was called, back then and still now, it's called It's Sandman. It's Sandman. We'd like to continue now and have this wonderful specimen of a trombone player here. Yes, he is indeed. Play a beautiful ballad and we'll follow up. And he's going to play Sophisticated Ladies. Is that what it's going to be? And then we'll go right from there into Here's That Rainy Day. So Wycliffe Gordon, please.
Thank you. Jigs Wiggum.
Here's that rainy day. Well, we're going to close this portion of the program by playing a great standard. And Jay and K did this on a CD entitled Swinging Together Again, but that's my first Jay and K CD, so that probably, the title probably should have told me that they had recorded before. And they had, but anyway, this is Thelonious Monk's Blue Monk.
Thank you.
Jiggs Wiggum, Wycliffe Gordon,
Jiggs Wiggum,
and Wycliffe Gordon, Tamir Hendelman, Chuck Deardorff, Rodney Green.
You're listening to a concert of dynamic duos from Jazzport Townsend, coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. We've just heard from Jiggs Wiggum and Wycliffe Gordon, the two trombonists on your left and right, backed by Tamir Hendelman, Chuck Deardorff, and Rodney Green. Next up, we're going to be listening to a pair of guitarists from this concert of dynamic duos. We'll hear Graham Dechter, outstanding young guitarist, on your left, and Bruce Forman, the more veteran guitarist, is on your right. Both of these musicians are active in California, Bruce Forman around L.A. and San Francisco, Graham Dechter basically around L.A., and they'll begin their part of the program with a duo with just the two guitarists, playing the old standard Sweet and Lovely.
Graham Dechter. It's great to be back here in Pete Townsend. Poor Townsend.
Wow, where did that come from?
I think I'm going to quit while I'm ahead, and we're going to play Cherokee. Thank you. Dedicated to one of our favorite guitar players, I'm sure that's one of yours, Wes Montgomery. This is a song I wrote called Blues for Wes, which I recorded with Ray Brown on the Some of My Best Friends Are Guitarists record, which when you think about it, that's a rather rare sentence in the English language. But anyways, here it is. It's called Blues for Wes.
Bruce Foreman. Graham Dechter. Once again, Graham Dechter, ladies and gentlemen. And Bruce Foreman. Let's hear for Rodney Green on drums. My man Chuck Dierdorf on bass. The incredible Tamir Hendelman on piano.
You're listening to a concert of dynamic duos coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. This concert recorded last weekend, the last weekend of July, at Jazz Port Townsend. We heard from a pair of dynamic trombonists in the person of Jigs Wiggum and Wycliffe Gordon, and in this last set, a pair of wonderful guitarists, Graham Dechter and Bruce Foreman, together with a rhythm section of Tamir Hendelman, Chuck Dierdorf, and Rodney Green. Next, we'll be listening to something really unusual. John Clayton put together this set of dynamic duos, and he chose to conclude this set with a pair of drummers. Just two drummers. But these two drummers are very interesting drummers, and they have very different styles. But there's one thing that they both exude in their playing, and that is just the joy of making music together. And we'll be listening to Jeff Hamilton on your left, and Matt Wilson on your right, two of the greatest names in contemporary jazz drumming. Here are Jeff Hamilton and Matt Wilson at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend in McCurdy Pavilion.
Johansson.
Wow, how often does that happen? Two brilliant drummers on stage at the same time. It happened at this year's Jazzport Townsend with Jeff Hamilton on your left and Matt Wilson on your right, and in case you didn't catch the melody, they were playing Dizzy Gillespie's A Night in Tunisia. Or maybe you were humming along. There's more from this drum duo, and we'll try to include it on a future program. Heard earlier in this concert of dynamic duos from this year's Jazz Festival were trombonist Jigs Wiggum and Wycliffe Gordon, and guitarist Bruce Forman and Graham Dexter, with the rhythm section Tamir Hendelman on piano, Chuck Dierdorf on bass, and Rodney Green at the drums. We've also recorded a great night with Tamir Hendelman, Martin Wind, and Matt Wilson at the Upstage restaurant that we'll feature on a later show. Next week on Jazz Northwest, a concert by the famed multi-award-winning composer Johnny Mandel conducting an all-star big band in a program of his music. Future programs will include the Benny Green Trio with Gary Smullyan, pianist and singer Dina DeRose with her trio, and the Graham Dexter Quartet and guests with a specially commissioned piece. Our thanks to all the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. And thanks also to John Clayton, Greg Miller, and all the staff at Centrum. Special thanks to Rick Chin and Neville Pearsall, who provided house sound and valuable assistance with recording this concert. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. If you'd like to know more about the music or musicians on today's show, be sure to search their names. They all have many recordings that they're on. Before we leave you this afternoon, I want to mention a few items from our jazz calendar. Reggie Goings' First Sunday at Tula's this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra there tonight at 8, as usual. The Dirty Dozen is currently at Demetrio's Jazz Alley, their final performance tonight. There's a Jazz Ed Workshop Band playing at 6:30 tonight at the Royal Room, followed by the Jim Knapp Orchestra at 7:30 at the Royal Room. And Trio Subtonic is playing in the Musiquarium at the Triple Door. Monday evening, Evan Flory Barnes will be at the Royal Room. David Marriott Big Band plays at Tula's. Jay Thomas's Big Band plays at Tula's on Tuesday night. Spyro Gyra will be opening on Thursday at Jazz Alley and playing through the weekend. Sweeter Than the Day with Wayne Horvitz is at the Royal Room for a late set on Thursday at 10:30. Anton Schwartz plays Tula's on Friday night, and Susan Pascal Quartet is there on Saturday. Just a few highlights from our jazz calendar. And if you'd like more information, see the KPLU Jazz Calendar or earshot.org. Also has a complete calendar, and daily updates can be found at seattlejazzscene.com. Stay tuned for Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland next on KPLU. Marion's guest today is drummer and vocalist Grady Tate. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.